It's called the Speaker's Task Force on Budget Review. Now, it sounds dry, but lawmakers are looking outside the box for new ways to drum up money with the state hemorrhaging red ink. The Department of Tourism was up for scrutiny at the latest agency-by-agency accounting. Here's how it works. A panel of legislators asks agency brass what they do, how they do it, and how they could save money or make money doing it. Task Force Chairperson, Republican Representative Scott Gunderson, says the arduous process is just beginning.
Of the agencies we've looked at, we've found, just on the surface, maybe $2-3 million of savings. I know that's not a lot of money in the big picture of things of a $47 billion budget. But of course, this all adds up, and I don't care how you look at it, $1 million is $1 million. It's a lot of money.
For tourism's trip through the budget microscope, Secretary Moose Spiros detailed for the panel how his department reduced its last budget by $1.3 million. Tourism lost positions, cut travel, and gave back its late model state vehicles. With chronic wasting disease sure to hurt state tourism this fall, the picture is already grim. But Secretary Spiros, like other agency heads, has more in the offing.
I can read the newspapers, and if it says there's going to be a $2 billion plus deficit next year, I'm real clever. I can figure out there's going to be some more cuts.
The panel did run by a few ideas to offset more cuts in tourism, like the idea of a statewide surcharge on tourism or turning interstate information centers into retail shops. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.